We just had weeks of rain, and I thought it was great. We needed the rain, and then it lost its appeal. And as you're going through the tween years, there's going to be periods of rain where you think, ah, will this ever end? And that's what we're going to dive into today. You're listening to Tween Talk Voice Notes with Marina Joy. And this is encouragement for moms of tweens, and I hope you find some encouragement today. So as the rain was just going day after day after day, and I thought, when will this ever end? Like, a little rain is good and we need it for growth, but this is dragging on and on. And finally, after a couple of weeks of rain, the sun came out and everything was beautiful and green and lush. And you soon forget about those weeks of rain when things were not ideal. And the same is true with our kids. Maybe you're going through a rainy season where you just think, when will this ever end? Like, initially, you realized, yes, we're going through some difficult times because that's what happens. For growth, you need some challenges for growth. But then when it drags on and on, you think, how can I get through this? A couple of things that I realized finally after a couple of seasons of rain and sun and rain and sun with my daughters as they were going through these tween years is that there is the sunshine after the rain. So it seemed like there were difficult times where our relationship was challenged and they were dealing with difficult things and we were trying to move forward, and I thought I was an awful parent. Like, what is even happening? And then, seemingly out of nowhere, the sun came out, so to speak, and all of a sudden it felt like I was the best mom ever, and things were working, and the relationship had improved, and there had definitely been some growth. It took a couple cycles like that for me to realize that this is how it happened. And then, in the midst of those rainy seasons, I comforted myself by telling myself, reminding myself, there are better days ahead. This is kind of cyclic as they're learning and growing. And that means they don't know who they are. They're trying to reconcile who they are becoming with who they were. And there's this angst, and they don't know how to handle the big feelings. And so those come out inappropriately sometimes. And then they sort of settle into themselves and get comfortable in their skin again. And then during those sunny times, I realized it was prudent for me to make the most of every one of those sunny days and teach them how to handle big emotions so we could talk about that, not in the heat of the moment. Labeling emotions, what are we feeling? What does that look like? What are appropriate ways to handle things? How can we handle the schoolwork? How can we handle relationships? How do we speak kindly even when we're not feeling kind? All of those things are better received during those sunny times because the rain will come again. And when it does, that's when you can tap into that relationship capital and those skills that you built during the sunny times. So when things seem to be going off the rails, you hold the boundaries. And that actually makes them feel safe because they're going to push against those boundaries, and you keep them, and they go, okay, I can rest securely knowing that the boundaries are still there, even though they're not going to say that. And when big emotions come up, then you can go back to talking about the things that you talked about when things were good and saying, okay, it sounds like frustration. Do you want to talk about it? So then we label things, and because we learned to label things when things were good, then you're not introducing something new during this time. So all of that to say, these tumultuous up and down cycles are part of the growth and development during the tween years. And you're not a bad mom because they're happening. They're normal. And you can ride those rainy days out with kindness and compassion and holding your boundaries. And then in the sunny days, work like mad to build the relationship. It doesn't mean you give them everything they want in the sunny times. It means you're intentional about building skills so that they can handle the next round of growth and uncertainty better. I hope this offers some encouragement, and I hope that if you are in a rainy time with your tween, hugs to you, kindness and compassion. And if you're in the sunny time, seize the day. Take advantage of every moment to build that relationship, to teach them how to handle things, so when the next rainy season comes, they're more prepared. That's all for today. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Tween Talk Voice Notes. And until next time, keep talking to your tween.